This is Beyond the Book here on 92.1 WGHN. I'm your host, Jesse Bruce, and joining us this week, our good friend Allison, sitting in for Chelsea, who is on assignment, as we like to say in the trades. And Allison, that's a nice assignment that she had, trust me. Yes. Anyway, all right, so tell us, Allison, what's going on down there at the LDL?
We have lots of great things going on. We have some great programs, such as Exploring Genealogy through Land Records, which will be on Wednesday, November 12th. And you'll learn all sorts of things from Jeanette. We are also on Wednesday, the 12th, having a teen bookend painting, so they get to paint bookends. We are asking for registration for that one, so with any of our programs, if you want more information, go to loudatlibrary.org, and there'll be more information on our calendar and a way to register if you need. We also have spots left for our drive-in movie story time, where kids can decorate a box to make their own drive-in car.
Cool.
That will be at 10 a.m. Friday. Again, registration. So we encourage registration for that one. Mm-hmm. We also have our sensory movie Saturday once again. Mm-hmm. Upcoming this Saturday. So lots of great things. And one of my favorites is we have our tween club that continues, which is for 4th through 8th grade.
Yes.
It's on Thursdays at 5 o'clock, no registration necessary. And kids can come to the ones that they're interested in. And if they can't come to another, you know, there's always something different every week at tween club.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the most exciting things that's happening, I don't know if people have been driving around town, but Fulton Street is open, which means our parking garage is once again available.
There you go. Because this had been, I know Chelsea had brought this up, that this had really become an issue. People were getting fired up about this because you got to have a spot to put your car.
Well, thankfully, the Masons were very kind and let staff park on their parking, so that way it left more room for our patrons. Mm-hmm. And so we really do appreciate that. But it also created an accessibility issue because people couldn't drive up to our drive-up drop boxes.
Mm-hmm.
So it created a little bit of accessibility, but, you know, road work is important.
Yeah.
So we get it, we understand, but it's nice that it's done.
That's true.
Another thing that we do have set up is our micro pantry is set up in our entryway on the 4th Street side of the building.
Yep.
So if you have anything, whether non-perishable foods or hygiene products that you would like to drop off there, or, you know, you're welcome to at any time. Or also if you're in need, feel free to, it's just on our system, take what you need.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we also have that available.
Yep.
We're hearing food pantries are really low.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought, well, maybe this will have another access point for people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we've seen people using it already.
Good deal. Anything else going on down there at the LDL that we need to know about? Have we covered everything? Anything hidden away? I know when we get towards December, a lot of stuff's coming up.
We have, like, don't be surprised when you come on in and we have some new computer card, you know, catalogs for searching for books. We now, in both the youth department and the adult department, have some fun, new, fancy touchscreen monitors for searching for your books.
Yes, because as we discussed earlier, the days of the card catalog from my childhood are long since gone.
From my childhood, too.
Yes.
I remember using those, too. And
they were quite magical.
They were.
That little screw pin in the bottom held the cards, and the really bad kids would, you know, loosen it up. And then
they'd go flying.
They'd go flying all over, and then the librarian would be very upset. And then that brings shame and a pox on your house.
It takes a lot of time to put those in order.
Because they have to be in order.
They do.
Yes.
They have to be in alphabetical order. The Dewey Decimal System is very important.
That's right. Now, if anybody would like to learn anything else about what's going on down there at the Loudoun District Library, where's the best place to go?
Either our website, which is loudatlibrary.org, or just come on into the library. We have calendars. We have newsletters. Another newsletter will be coming out in a couple weeks that will have all the things during the winter going on.
You're listening to Beyond the Book here on 92.1 WGHN with our friends from the Loudoun District Library. Allison in this week for Chelsea. And we will talk to you again next week right here on 92.1 WGHN.